With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has welcomed more than two dozen countries have joined the Board of Peace for an inaugural meeting and will focus on reconstruction and building an international stabilization force for a war-battered Gaza.
What we're doing is very simple, peace. It's called the Board of Peace, and it's all about an easy word to say, but a hard word to produce, peace. But we're going to produce it.
In thanking members of the new board for their contributions, President Trump says nations should always prefer peace over war.
They've been very generous with money also. And the United States, which I'll say in a moment, is also very generous with money because there's nothing more important than peace. And there's nothing less expensive than peace. You know, when you go to wars, it costs you 100 times what it costs to make peace.
Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's economic policies are kicking in.
We have a booming economy right now, and the average worker, thanks to the economic growth we've seen and the decline in inflation and the big, beautiful tax bill. Remember, the average family is going to get about a $2,000 reduction in their taxes this year. You add all that up, the average family has about $4,000 more purchasing power now than when Biden left office.
The government releasing encouraging economic reports. Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for jobless aid last week lower by 23,000. And second, the Commerce Department reports the U.S. trade deficit was less in 2025. Thursday on Wall Street, S&P 500 fell 19 points. The Dow dropped 267. NASDAQ lost 70. This is SRN News. A report on gender, politics, and religion.
It comes from Real Clear Investigations, and it reveals that for the first time in a quarter of a century, more men are going to church than women. This trend is moving parallel to another one that sees more and more men migrating to the Republican Party while women move to the Democrats. The report also indicates that the decades-long decline in Christianity in the U.S. is leveling off, with revival being noted in some places. Michael Harrington reporting.
A gay rights group? Well, they're suing the Trump administration for removing a rainbow pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument. New York site commemorates the gay rights movement and was established during the Biden administration. The flag was first displayed in 2022. And it was the first such banner at the time to fly permanently on federal land. This is SRN News. Bus crash in South Africa, leaving at least four people dead and 31 injured. Karen Chamis has more.
The bus, which was traveling from South Africa to Zimbabwe, lost control on the N1 highway near the Zimbabwe border and fell into a ditch. Authorities have said the bus remains stuck there with some passengers still inside. Officials said hospitals were treating injured passengers. The accident occurred around the same area where 42 people were killed during another bus crash in October. I'm Karen Chamas.
NASA taking another crack at fueling its giant moon rocket after leaks halted the initial dress rehearsal and delayed the astronauts' first trip to the moon in more than 50 years. Launch teams Thursday began pumping more than 700,000 gallons of fuel into the rocket there at the Florida Kennedy Space Center. More details at srnnews.com.